You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with the White House budget proposal, a $4.8 trillion plan announced this morning, the details of which are being covered in depth elsewhere, despite the reality that Congress is going to decide what any budget bill eventually actually says. But we were struck by something the president's acting budget director, Russell Vogt, said earlier today on another radio program.
Over the 10-year period, the economic agenda of this president will pay for the cost of the tax cut.
Okay, it was Morning Edition. That's an idea, though, that we have heard before a lot, and not just from the Trump administration, that tax cuts pay for themselves.
We've had decades of experimentation with this, and there's not been a case where tax cuts pay for themselves.
Kimberly Clausing teaches economics at Reed College. She speaks here of the Reagan tax cut in 1981, the George W. Bush tax cuts 20 years later as well.
I think they think that if they keep saying it, some fraction of people will believe it.
Mark Mazur is the director of the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
Generally, that's wishful thinking, and it goes back at least to the Reagan years. I can't think of any tax cut that has been passed by the U.S. Congress that one could say has paid for itself.
What happens, Mazur says, is that budget plans and tax cut bills are built with at least one really big contingency.
It's like tax cuts can pay for themselves if all the other policies that we want to pass get enacted into law.
A post-policy projection is what that's called. One other thing Mr. Vogt, the president's acting budget director, said on that other radio program we all listen to as we go about our mornings, caught our ear, that the economy is going to grow, he said, at 3% this year and for the next couple of years. Again, Mark Mazur at Urban Brookings.
It's also a little bit disingenuous to try and predict a fairly robust growth path when we haven't seen it for the last few years.
Most recent data on this, by the way, from a couple of weeks back, gross domestic product growth slowed to an annual rate of 2.3% last year as the budget deficit passed $1 trillion. Again, what Congress decides to do about the budget matters a lot here. All right, moving on. You remember that big Equifax data breach a couple of years back? Hackers got hold of the names, birth dates, and Social Security numbers of 145 million of us. Federal prosecutors announced charges in that case today, charges against four members of the Chinese People's Liberation Army. This is the latest, if by far the largest, in a string of hacks that American officials have tied to Beijing. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more now on how China might use that trove of data it's got.
In a press conference, Attorney General William Barr described the Equifax breach as more evidence of China's voracious appetite for Americans' personal data,
including the theft of personnel records from the Office of Personnel Management, the intrusion into Marriott Hotels and Anthem Health Insurance Companies, and now the wholesale theft of credit and other information from Equifax.
Chinese officials have denied any connection to previous hacks, but cybersecurity experts say there are lots of reasons China might want that data. Priscilla Moriucci is a researcher with the security intelligence firm Recorded Future. She says sensitive financial information like debts could be used by Chinese spies to target potentially vulnerable Americans.
So building profiles of individuals that could be susceptible to recruitment by Chinese intelligence services.
Georgetown professor Ben Buchanan wrote a book about cybersecurity called The Hacker and the State. He says the data could also help China identify Americans operating undercover in Beijing.
But my guess is that the biggest determining factor here of why the Chinese did this is that they could. And why not take it and why not see what might be useful down the line?
Buchanan says it's exceptionally unlikely Chinese hackers will see the inside of an American courtroom, but the charges do send a message that the U.S. government is trying to track and deter foreign hacking. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.